This is Free Talk Live. We kick off hour number two, the Tuesday edition of the program. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything on our website is totally free. We spent hour number one on the phone with a man named Rick Stanley. He was running for U.S. Senate in 2002 as a Libertarian. We're going to get to the issue as to why he is no longer a Libertarian, because I'm quite curious about that. We're going to get to that, but there's still more to his story. However, Rick, we're inside hour number two now at this point, which means that we've been recapping all along, and I've been doing most of it, just trying to keep it as short as possible for all the new people tuning in throughout the hour. But now that we're in a new hour, we get a whole bunch of people tuning in, especially up in Montana. We got a station there that's just joining us. So, Rick, if you could try to keep it to as short as possible, give us who you are. Give us a recap right up to where we left off with your court trial for the influencing the public officials, if you would.
Well, I'm a Denver businessman. Have been for 32 years. I've run a very successful business for many, many years. So I decided to run for the U.S. Senate. During that U.S. Senate campaign, I gave a speech down in Denver on Bill of Rights Day regarding the right to openly carry a weapon, the Second Amendment. And was arrested because I had holstered a weapon. Was charged with openly carrying a weapon, even though in the state of Colorado you have the right to openly carry a weapon. But the cities had made ordinances which said that they could, charge you with openly carrying a weapon. And this is against the state constitution, against our national constitution. Their excuse for doing so was something called home rule. Home rule in the state of Colorado and every other state is given to municipalities, cities, so that they can make laws, ordinances, as long as they don't violate any of your rights based on your state constitution or your national constitution.
But they did, and you fought, and in fact you once again reoffended against that very same law.
Yeah, I was found guilty in Denver. I did the same thing in Thornton. I was found guilty there. I filed appeals on both of those. They basically were ignored all the way up to the Federal Court of Appeals on the first one. On the second one, it was ignored through the district court level in Adams County. I filed a pleading in Thornton and in Adams County, basically telling the judges who had thrown out my appeal that they were violating my rights, that in the state of Colorado they had done a new piece of legislation called SB 25, which turned into subsequent statutes that said that the open carry laws that they had, the ordinances that they had, were null, void, and unenforceable, and that they were retroactive prior to March 18th, 2003. So the judges were supposed to overturn my convictions. I was supposed to serve 120 days in jail. I asked them to overturn it, and if they didn't overturn it, I informed them that they were violating my rights, that they were violating their oath of office to defend the Constitution, that they were violating the law, and that they could be arrested by the militia.
And according to the Declaration of Independence, I mean, if this government gets out of control, we absolutely have the right to alter or abolish it. So I don't think that you were out of line at all by making that suggestion.
No, and they said that I, at that time, I was charged with influencing a public official by threat.
Right.
The threat being that that they were violating the law and that they would be arrested.
Arrested by militia.
By the militia.
To set things right, because they're out of line. They're violating their oath. They're not following the Constitution. So you went to trial. You were arrested by the feds on these charges. You went to trial, and that's, I believe, where we left off the story last hour.
Well, yeah, before I went to trial, I served 120 days in jail. I was released. I was released. I paid a $25,000 appeal bond so that I could be released. Went back to work. The feds were behind the scenes, secretly meeting with my employees, trying to get them to quit. They were successful by the week of my trial. One week before my trial, the feds raided me again.
Oh.
This time with 60 agents of the IRS, the FBI, U.S. Marshals, federal employees, Denver SWAT team. It goes on and on and on.
Jeez.
And they had a search and seizure warrant to get my money, my gold, and any paperwork that they wanted to steal. They spent roughly
just trying to put
hours.
You out of business.
Correct.
It's ridiculous. I mean, that's what we have courts for. If you're a dangerous man, take you to trial, put you in prison. But you know, there's no reason to send the cops in just you know with their guns drawn to take all your stuff away. That's just vindictive, and that's not
it's
what
thuggery.
I mean, what happened to the government by the people? It's gone. It's governed by the elite.
It's been gone long ago. By the way, that was 25 months back, and no charges have ever been filed against me by the feds.
Wait a minute. Wait. The feds came in, took your gold, took all your stuff, and didn't file.
They had a search and seizure warrant to find my gold, to find my money, to take all this, but they couldn't find it.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, too bad, huh?
Well, you dodged that bullet.
Well,
right?
I wish that they'd have found them and that there'd been booby traps on them and they'd blown them to pieces.
Well, they were quite worried about a lot of booby traps and things like that, but I didn't have any booby traps.
Okay.
They also wanted to find my guns because at the time I was preparing to go to court and I was under a judge's order not to have any weapons possession since I was out on appeal bond. Which, by the way, I'm out on appeal bond now. I'm either in jail or on appeal bond.
Right.
That's been my life for the last 5 years.
Oh, wow. All right. So they raided you again. They didn't arrest you during that second raid?
No. Then I went to court a week later for the influencing a public official charge.
Right.
Times two. I was found guilty in a jury trial. I had an attorney. Had a team of attorneys for that whole thing. Basically, the judge wouldn't allow the jury to hear the law. They perverted what the law was, and they told the jury that this is what the law is, and they lied about it, and then they said, if you find that he's violated this, you have to find him guilty. And they did. Now, that's basically what part of my appeal is about. They also had a judge who was not even a judge. He was brought in. All of the Adams County judges withdrew, wouldn't hear my case. So they brought in a retired Supreme Court judge who did not have an oath of office on file at the Colorado Secretary of State's office.
What?
Was not even a judge. Didn't have a current judge's contract either. 2 years later, the Colorado Attorney General supposedly found those things.
Found the papers?
in an obscure office of the state of Colorado somewhere, but they weren't where they were supposed to be, which was at the Secretary of State's office of the state
of
Colorado.
Wow, sure, and, you know, you can't see them either.
So you were
found them, but you can't see them.
Yeah, you were found guilty on the influencing public official charges. Then what happened? They threw you in the clink again?
They threw me in jail again. I was in jail for five more days while, and by the way, they threw me in jail that afternoon. And I actually brought all this information up about the judge, et cetera, at my sentencing hearing. He ignored it. He basically just ignored the entire thing. So I was questioning his jurisdiction. He ignored that, sentenced me to 6 years in prison for influencing a public official by threat times two, sentenced me to that 6 years, gave me a $10,000 fine and an $8,500 restitution.
Restitution to who? The judges?
The state of Colorado, because while that weekend that they had arrested me, they had SWAT team protection for the two judges that I supposedly threatened for a weekend, and while I was in jail, they were protecting them.
Right. Okay. So
right.
There's more here, right, Rick?
Oh, there's more.
Hang on. Yeah. We're going to come back with you. 800-259-9231. It is Rick Stanley, and he's just a really sickening tale of malfeasance on the part of your government. This is your government, too. It's Free Talk Live.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. The toll-free number. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything on our website is totally free, including the updates. You sign up, we clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. Get on the list by going to updates.freetalklive.com. Again, that's updates.freetalklive.com. Plus, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1000 Pledge. Are you just going to talk about freedom, or are you going to start living it now? Learn how the First 1000 Pledge can make it happen today at freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. We return to Rick Stanley from Colorado. Gosh, we have to keep recapping this, and it's such a sad story. I hate going over it again and again. Rick, you were running for U.S. Senate. You engaged in some civil disobedience in regards to being able to carry firearms openly. This brought down the wrath of the state of Colorado, or some of the Denver and one other area in Colorado. You spent some time in jail over it. In the midst of all this, they also brought you up on charges of influencing public officials. You were sentenced to, and this was all because you're an individual that cares about the Constitution. You thought the U.S. Constitution had some meaning, and you unfortunately apparently have discovered that, at least to the people in office, it has absolutely no meaning whatsoever. They sentenced you to 6 years over the influencing public officials charges. You were sent to jail, and you mentioned earlier that you'd spent 5 days there. What happened then?
Well, at that point, I had just been on a bond of $25,000 before I went to the trial. Now, they're supposed to give me that money back. They spent about 30 days. They said that they don't just give you the money back right away. It took about 30 days to get that $25,000 back. They sentenced me to 6 years, put me in jail, and they set a new appeal bond for me of $80,000. So we arranged to have that money put in there that afternoon.
Right.
So I should have been released that afternoon. They wouldn't release me for 5 days. They said that there was some problem, that they couldn't release me, even though I had posted the bond. So that went on. At the same time, my employees were being told by the FBI to quit. They went to work for a competitor. During that same period, I had been contacted by a competitor who wanted to buy me out. He signed a non-disclosure agreement, said that he wouldn't take any information and harm me with it, and he wouldn't talk to any of my employees. He hired two of my employees, and they basically stole all of that business that I had, which they were handling about $75,000 a month, so it was roughly $850,000, $900,000.
So these employees, using their knowledge of your books, essentially brought your clients over to the competitor, basically.
Absolutely. Then I filed a lawsuit against them in Adams County, won that lawsuit, and the judge in Adams County was furious.
Really?
He was furious. It was a jury trial, and I won this. I won a $600,000 judgment, basically, from this other company, and then they filed bankruptcy and didn't pay me. Now this we're talking another couple years has gone by. They are in a position where they were going to, in the bankruptcy, they were going to pay 40 cents on the dollar to all the unsecured creditors, of which I was their largest unsecured creditor. They
right.
didn't want to pay me. I came back and said, well, no, this, and I told the bankruptcy court, I will buy them, and I will pay all the unsecured creditors 100 cents on the dollar. So they were forced to come back to and put a new plan to the bankruptcy court that they would pay 100 cents on the dollar plus interest. And so I will be paid that full $600,000 for, you know, the tort that they
keep your fingers crossed. Well, hopefully,
yeah, that they went against us now. But there's one other thing: they're taking that case to the appellate court, Colorado Court of Appeals.
I see.
And knowing how the Colorado Court of Appeals judges are, particularly with me, and particularly with any law that they just don't want to disregard for any reason at all,
sure.
They could probably throw this thing out, even though. The guy has absolutely no valid reason for this to be thrown out. So this is all the kind of different little things that have been going on.
Sure.
Yeah.
Now, let's see. Let me make sure I understand where we're at here. You spent a few days in jail on the influencing public officials charges. You managed to post the appeal bond. After a while, they did finally let you out again. This is for the
right.
purposes of going through the appeal, I presume. And
right.
So how long ago was that? Where are we today?
That was 2 years ago. Now I'm still out on appeal bond. My case, the appeal has been filed. And by the way, anybody who wants to see that appeal, it's a very good one. It's excellent. It was actually written by, of all things, an ACLU attorney.
Mm-hmm.
He's the head of the ACLU in Colorado, and he's a very good attorney.
Great. Is that on your website?
But these type of people, yeah, it's on my website. And these people, these types of lawyers generally don't take these types of cases, but he agreed to take the case.
And your site is Stanley2002.org, correct?
Stanley2002.org. There's a big, in the middle of the website, there's something called the appeal brief of Rick Stanley, and just hit that and you could see the whole thing. But the bottom line is the appeal was filed. I think I've paid something like $75,000 so far for the appeal brief, and we haven't even gone to the Colorado Court of Appeals yet to give our 15 minutes of oral argument. And that will probably take place sometime in the next year. If they don't overturn the conviction, then it will go to the Colorado Supreme Court. It'll probably be another year, 2 years down the line. All the while, I'm out on appeal bond, and I'm not allowed to leave the state of Colorado without asking for permission. And these, basically my life is on hold while all of this stuff is going on. So this so far has been a 5-year odyssey. It looks like it's going to be at least another 2-3 years unless by some miracle they overturn this, in the appellate process through the state of Colorado.
So,
now if they don't overturn it by the time it ends at the Colorado Supreme Court, they are going to want to put me in prison, and at that point, I suppose we would appeal to the Federal Court of Appeals.
Right.
But if anybody knows anything about how all this stuff works, I'll be sitting in prison for 6 years before any of this stuff gets taken care of.
Oh, my goodness, Rick. I'm so sorry this had to happen to you.
Rick, I want to thank you for the, basically you've made these sacrifices and you put yourself up as, as a target to these
very
people.
Very brave.
I don't have the guts to do it, man. I don't have the wherewithal that you clearly have, and I got to say thank you.
Thank you, guys. But now I'm going to tell you why I'm not in the Libertarian Party anymore.
Yeah, I think I have. I think I know because let me take a stab at this here. I first heard about you through the LP News, the Libertarian Party's official newspaper. I heard about your original arrest way back in 2001. And as I recall, there was sort of this... I don't know, maybe it's just me being inaccurate, but as I recall, there was just sort of this attitude in the article as though you were some sort of a crackpot for disobeying the law in this case and openly carrying a weapon, and from then on, I never saw any further updates about your situation. It was as though you disappeared off of their radar.
The National Libertarian Party just decided to disavow me. Colorado Libertarian Party, in other words, ignore the entire situation. The Colorado Libertarian Party, which really, was real gung-ho about me doing these acts of civil disobedience, et cetera, et cetera, they basically abandoned me. Not only abandoned me, but then they turned on me.
I want to get the rest of that story. Hang on, Rick. I want to get the rest of that story coming up with Rick Stanley, 800-259-9231. If you thought the government was bad, wait till you hear how bad the politics is, the internal party politics. More on the way.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems? Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-free Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
United States Pharmacopeia, USP, sets the standard for most food supplements and are used in over 95% of all vitamin and mineral supplements in the world. The problem is that these products have never appeared in any living tissue. They're created in laboratories and are not recognizable to the body's metabolism. Grown by Nature products are different because they use renatured ingredients, proprietary blends of essential vitamins and minerals with cofactors of proteins, lipids, and complex carbohydrates. Over 50 studies have been conducted on renatured nutrients, and over 20 have been published in peer-reviewed journals proclaiming their superiority. As a result, Grown by Nature vitamins and supplements are now recognized as simply the best available. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Grown by Nature products today. We are what we eat, and since we are of nature, we should eat foods in their natural form. Only Grown by Nature offers a full line of renatured nutrients. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 because not all products are grown by nature, but they should be.
Thank you for listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. On our website, you'll find live streams. There's a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version as well, and they're both totally free at freetalklive.com. We return to Rick Stanley, who was once upon a time a libertarian candidate for U.S. Senate. Things got pretty heated with civil disobedience, gun-related civil disobedience, and the LP apparently turned around and ran away from you, Rick. What happened there? What was the internal disgusting party politics that went on?
Well, the internal party politics went like this. I joined the party, I think, in 99. The Libertarian Party in Colorado was kind of a mess. I came in, and I think they had something like 1,500 members in Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
I got involved very heavily, and I took up the Denver affiliate party aspect of it. The state party, I gave them office space in my building free for many years. So all of this stuff was going on. I ran for the U.S. Senate. I spent 18 months working on my campaign. May of 2002, the Colorado Libertarian Party had the convention in Leadville, Colorado. And they had put some guy up about 30 days before to go against me because all of this stuff, you know, my campaign became very controversial at this point.
Right. And, this was after your first charge for openly carrying a firearm.
God knows the Libertarian Party couldn't use a little frickin' press.
No, couldn't have that. And they were getting lots of press for me, and they were, in fact, more press than they'd probably ever gotten before. Anyway, to make a long story short, they lost the floor fight at the convention. I won the, I was given the nomination. Then, over the next several months, they decided, well, we're going to bring Rick Stanley up on charges, and we want to take the nomination away from him.
What?
Yes. And all of this was going on at the same time. And then the election finally, and they were unsuccessful. And then they decided, well, we'll just censure him instead. So, and all of this was all in the newspapers. It was widely publicized. It was a pretty big deal in Colorado. Mm-hmm. Then the election came, and I got 22,000 votes. Which ended up being 1.5% of the eventual vote. The problem was I was running anywhere from 7 to 12% in the polls. Again, another first time thing that had never happened before. And the Democrats and Republicans were getting kind of scared.
Mm-hmm.
But then all this negative stuff started coming out, and the Libertarian Party basically turned on me again. I still got 22,000 votes, which, by the way, is more votes than they've ever had in the state of Colorado for any candidate.
Good job.
Then the day after, and I made a commitment to run this campaign, and I did, and it was an 18-month campaign. The day after the election, which was November 6th, 2002, I gave my letter of resignation to the party, the Libertarian Party, and I withdrew. Since that time, what I have been trying to do is I realize that these third parties, including the Libertarian Party, are pathetic at best.
Yeah. You know, all I say, what I say, I like to say about the Libertarian Party, and I'm a life member, I haven't given them any money for like 4 years. I publicly have withheld giving them any money because I'm really not impressed at all. I like to say that the Libertarian Party is the best political party, but that's not saying much.
But that's not saying much.
Yeah.
These third parties, that includes the Greens and the Constitution Party, they're pathetic at best, and they're there to elect candidates, and yet they can't do that.
Nope.
So what is their point? They've been around for 35 years.
Yeah.
It took the Republicans only 6 years to elect a president. The Libertarians have been around for 35 years. The Constitution Party's been around for 40, 50 years. The Greens have been around for who knows how long they've been around.
And if anything, they should be doing better by now. I mean, considering the communication ability that we have compared to the 1970s is far, far better. And you know, I feel like they might be doing a slight turnaround, but really there's still not much going on.
No, there's not much going on. So what I decided to do was to form a group called the Revolutionary Coalition. There is a link on my website at stanley2002.org to the Revolutionary Coalition. We have 1,880 people, activists across the United States, who are trying to get the third parties who defend the Constitution, who say they defend the Constitution, to step up, merge, consolidate, unite with all the other third parties that say they defend the Constitution, and form a new super third party.
Yikes.
One that can go and attack the Democrats and the Republicans for their unconstitutional actions and their destruction of America and everything that America is supposed to
stand
for.
Rick, while I am totally for attacking the Republicans and Democrats and going after them, I can see... I really can't see any success for the idea simply because knowing libertarians and being one myself, I can't imagine trying to merge with so-called constitutionalists, and they'd really be the only other third party out there that we'd even consider merging with because they have a very xenophobic policy when it comes to immigration. They have an anti-drug policy, and they're certainly not a pro-liberty group, so I can't see how a principled group of libertarians could ever get along with them.
Well, and perhaps I'm way out of line with this, but I
let me ask you this. Here's another possible approach, and we've been curious about this throughout the entire interview, and so now I have a chance to ask. Obviously, you're stuck in Colorado for the time being, but presuming that miracles do happen and that you do get exonerated of this current situation that you're in, and you're freed from Colorado, have you heard of the Free State Project?
I'm not interested.
And why, I'm just curious, why is that?
I've been following the Free State Project very closely. I'm not interested. I think it's farcical. I think it's whimsical. I think it's a lot of people, just like most libertarians, dreaming up all of these wonderful ideas about this wonderful, great, free place that we're going to live in. And I got to tell you what, we need to stand and we need to fight for our free state.
That's what's going to go on in New Hampshire. The idea, of course, being that getting multiple people that think the way that you and I do, Rick, to the same state to make the stand in one place, as opposed
They've
to standing.
They've been talking about this for years and years and years. It's never going to happen.
It's actually happening. I don't know how close you've been following it recently, because obviously you've had a lot of things on your plate. But there have been over 140 people that have moved so far, and the official move date hasn't happened yet at all. We're up to 7,000 plus members. We still need to get to 20,000 before the actual move date happens, and then even then it's a 5-year window. But there are some early movers that have gone in there. They are doing things. They're starting newspapers. There's all kinds of activism going on, civil disobedience. There's also political activism happening. I personally am really excited. Mark and I are both members of the Free State Project. We're moving up there this year. So keep your eyes on it. I think you're going to find that
I think you guys can do whatever. Anything anybody does for liberty is a wonderful thing.
And,
however,
you know, I
think it's misplaced. I think just moving to a place is not going to accomplish getting freedom and liberty for people who believe in that.
Well, it's not moving. It's
actually,
not just moving.
You're going to have to actually stand up and do that.
That's the idea. It's moving and then being
that's
activists.
That's the other issue that libertarians and I part company on, because it's one thing to talk about it.
Yeah.
And it's another thing to actually stand up and do it.
I agree 100%, and that's why we are going to the Free State, because it is the doers that are going there to be activists, not just to go and move into a new house. Rick, it has been an absolute pleasure having
you're
you on.
You're a great American, Rick.
You really are, and you're so brave. And keep us up to date.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Well, keep us up to date with what's happening with your case, and we will certainly continue to report on it. Rick, have a great night. This is Free Talk Live. More coming back.
Local folklore has recognized its amazing medicinal properties for thousands of years, but no one knew just how to preserve the nutritional benefits and market the total fruit commercially until Zango, that is. Zango is made from mangosteen, a fruit that grows in the subtropical climates of Southeast Asia. It contains xanthones, the highest concentration of antioxidants found in nature. Modern science is only just beginning to unlock the many secrets of xanthones and their far-reaching potential to improve our health. Zango is revolutionary. Not only has Zango taken the world by storm as an extremely potent functional health beverage, but Zango has become the most exciting and fastest growing home-based business opportunity ever. Life is short, and timing is everything. Unleash the power of Zango today. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633. That's 888-203-6633. Or visit www.mangosteenmarket.com. That's MANGOSTEENmarket.com.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or visit freestateproject.org.
During the last 50 years, hundreds of thousands of military personnel have been involved in human experimentation and other intentional exposures conducted by the Department of Defense, often without a service member's knowledge or consent. That is the opening statement of Senate Report 103-97. The Atomic Vets, White Coat Vets, Vietnam Vets, Gulf War Vets, and now Gulf War II Vets, all used as unwitting subjects and exposed to chemicals, biologicals, radiation, experimental vaccinations, psychedelic drugs, depleted uranium, and more, and then denied treatment. Beyond Treason exposes these horrendous experiments and demands accountability. Beyond Treason comes with a CD-ROM that contains thousands of pages of documents to prove that our own government has been involved in what can only be described as activity that goes beyond treason. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit beyondtreason.com. Only $19.95 plus shipping for the DVD and the CD-ROM. Call 877-817-9829 and order today. What you will see goes beyond treason.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything on our website is totally free. There is the listener map there with over 1,300 of our listeners from around the world. They've taken the time to add themselves to our listener map, and you could do that as well. Just go to map.freetalklive.com. We just had Rick Stanley on the line, and we're talking about activism and political parties, and he's pretty disillusioned with third parties, and I totally understand.
I am too.
His points are right along with where I feel. You know, it's been 35 years. They haven't gotten much done at all. And I suggested the Free State Project as a possible solution for this, and he sort of balked at it. And I think that it's because he really doesn't have a picture as to what's been going on in the Free State. He's been busy with court trials, getting out of jail, and that sort of thing.
Well, it's his opinion, and it's not an uncommon one. People have that sort of a libertarian.
But he seemed to think that it was just a bunch of libertarians moving together to the same state, when in fact, no, that's not what the Free State Project
is. His experience with libertarians is the state party, where they don't do anything.
Just libertarians that are in the Free State Project. State Project is made up of about 50% libertarians. The other 50% are Republicans, Democrats, other third party members, non-party affiliations, people the one guiding line here is that they all agree that government's way too big and we need to actually do something to make a difference. And these people are uprooting their lives to move to one state in order to actually be activists for liberty there. So it's not a Libertarian Party project at all,
well,
to be clear.
It is not a Libertarian Party project, and I hope we haven't portrayed it that way. But at the same time, I can see why people think this.
That people are going to move and do nothing when they get there? That I don't understand. It takes a lot. I mean, you're talking about people moving their lives.
You're right.
You have to be a serious activist to even consider something like that.
But at the same time, people go to, you know, these Libertarian Party meetings. I mean, why would you waste 3 hours on a...
Because you like to be in the debate club, which is what a Libertarian Party meeting essentially is. We're going to the phones to Cliff in Colorado. Cliff, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Hey, sounds good. I'm a member of the Free State Project, but...
Excellent.
I think that might be Cheney's or Bush's next terrorist. The next terrorism may happen.
You think
there,
they're going to strike New Hampshire?
Of course.
Well, there's nothing to strike. New Hampshire's more rural than most places.
Especially if there's freedom fighters there.
Well, I see. I understand the paranoia, but at the same time, it's not going to be enough to stop me from fighting for liberty.
Well, that was just a joke. Yeah.
You may be joking, but there are people that feel seriously that we may be invaded by the feds. They may roll tanks down the streets. I mean, there are people that are seriously scared of that sort of thing. And I say that if you really want to make a stand for liberty, you can't be afraid of that sort of stuff happening. You just have to do it.
And Rick's exactly right, though. We need to stand up here. And I'm the one that sent you the email about Rick's story. I supported him down in, I believe it was Thornton.
Mm-hmm.
We picketed outside the courthouse. And that's a couple of things. First of all, thanks for Rick. I took my son down there. He was 18, and he didn't believe me that all this crap was going on and tyranny was going on. And they had a dinner on Sunday night for Rick before he went to court, and he got about 6 hours of lectures about this, about what's going on with our country and what the problems they face. And then we went down to the courthouse on Monday, and my son went with me. And this is a farming community. Rick didn't bring it up, but it's a farming community. All the people on the jury were, I don't know, 20, 22, mm-hmm. 23. They had gotten rid of the farmers and the people that actually live there and that probably enjoy rights like the Second Amendment.
Right. He mentioned they'd stacked the jury with a bunch of city employees.
Well, that was in Denver. The one in Thornton, I think, where he was charged with threatening a judge, is a rural area north of Denver, and the judicial system had somehow gotten rid of all the potential, the normal people. They were all young 20-year-olds.
They're really good about stacking juries with just a bunch of rubes that don't know anything about freedom of the Constitution.
It's incredible.
Yeah. And of course, then they lie to the juries and say that they have to judge based on the facts in the case, when in fact that's not the whole truth.
And
they can actually judge based on the law.
Yeah, to keep the constitutional issues out.
Yeah.
Another startling thing happened when we were out there picketing, is the cops were trying to provoke us, and they were jeering and laughing. There was a couple female police officers kind of jumping around like monkeys and apes, you know, and pointing at us like we were monkeys and apes, and they were filming us. And any time we got close to the door, they'd bring up like a tape measure and say, "You're blocking the entrance," or whatever. And then I was videotaping them, and I asked some police officers, what do you think of this case? And this is the reason that I explained the situation to some of the cops, just how you did in your 2-hour interview. And,
right.
And the cops said, you know, "We don't care. You broke the law." So
yep, that's all it's about for them.
They don't care.
They don't care about the fact that the law is illegal itself.
Right. And you know, they're just simpletons. They're mindless dolts that don't even realize. Oh, my God.
Here's the shocking thing, is an undercover cop came out. And Rick is right. There was security everywhere.
Right.
He got a bill for SWAT team. I didn't see him, but I'm sure that they were around.
So the undercover cop then what?
Oh, the undercover cop came out, and we asked him what he thought about what's going on. And he said that Rick needs a bullet in his head. That's what I think needs to happen.
Cliff, thank you for the call, man. We really appreciate hearing from you. That is the attitude of the goon squad.
Well, that's how you solve problems when you're
government bureaucrat.
Yeah, when you're just part of this police state, the only thing that's the way you solve it.
Well, they say you give a man a hammer and he's just going to bash things.
These police state goods. Anybody else bad?
1-800-259-9231. You bring up whatever's on your mind. That is the toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. Well, there's a little bit of good news today. We'll share that with you on the way. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want? So long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You're not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save $500 on select styles. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So don't replace your kitchen cabinets, reface them. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069 and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 7/29/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Custom cabinet refacing from Sears, 1-800-300-8069. Call now at 1-800-300-8069.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, the toll-free number. You take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on there is totally free, though we do ask for a little bit of effort from you in return. We give you everything on our website for free. But in return, we ask that you go to vote.freetalklive.com and cast your vote for the show. Once per month. Simple. All you need is an email address. You will not be spammed. It takes you less than a minute. Go to vote.freetalklive.com. Your votes help us stay in the top 10 podcasts of the world, which helps us get more new listeners every single day because, well, new people are always seeing us being in the top 10 because of your votes at vote.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones. It is the show about your calls to Matthew in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Hi, guys.
Hey, what's on?
Okay, I'm getting a little frustrated with the usage of the word libertarian synonymous with libertarian party.
Right. Big L versus little L.
Right. One is not a libertarian, meaning you're also included as a LP member. You know, that, and he's him saying that he's no longer a libertarian. This guy is a libertarian.
He is a libertarian.
He is just not an LP member. And there's an important distinction to make. To me, the Free State Project is a libertarian movement, but it is not an LP movement. There is a distinction there.
Yeah, good point.
And it was just kind of like driving me crazy because I kept hearing people talk about libertarian as if that means LP member. You know, I'm an LP member third. I'm a libertarian first.
What is second?
Human.
Okay.
No, but I mean, it's just an important distinction for me because even if I wasn't a member of the LP, I'd still be a libertarian. If I was, you know, John Stossel, a great libertarian, is a member of the Republican Party.
Sure.
You know, it's like I just wanted to call to point that out because
I think it's an important distinction to make. Yeah. And if I drop the ball earlier, you know, I obviously can't think of everything all at once. So
I just wanted to call in to make sure that, you know, people who are listening know that there is a difference between being a libertarian and being a member of the Libertarian Party.
Right. As we made it clear, the Free State Project is a libertarian movement, but it doesn't necessarily require that you be a member of the Libertarian Party. In fact, there's no connection whatsoever to the Libertarian Party beyond the fact that
right.
a few of the members, some of the members, might also happen to be Libertarian Party members. So.
And Mark, you're part of you're a Republican as far as a party, right? I mean, you're a part of the RLC.
I am a part of the RLC. I really hate to say, like, I don't like to say to people, I use it when it's convenient for me, and I don't use it other times. I don't like being called a Republican particularly, but I think that there's a better chance working with the RLC than there is working with the LP.
Yeah, and, you know, to me, I have people, when they talk to me about, you know, that I say that I'm a libertarian, and they say, oh, and they talk about my party and stuff, and I'm like, well, you know, the party isn't really, to me, libertarianism, it's a movement. It's
right.
not a party. The party is a part of the movement, one that I happen to be further and further disenfranchised from because of all the things you were discussing tonight.
Now to be fair to the Libertarian Party, as I sort of mentioned to Rick earlier, they do seem to be moving in a more positive direction now. They've got Stephen Gordon on staff. He's the guy who publishes hammeroftruth.com. He's now
right.
your communications director, so and he's very Free Talk Live friendly, so we're expecting some good things, hopefully, in the future of the Libertarian Party. And Matthew, thank you for making that clarification.
Free Talk Live really is the only hope for libertarianism in America.
You know what? It might be. 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. Hour number 3 on the way. I did say I had good news. It's about pot. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
If you're a